You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you today for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries, where our pastors are Pastor Thomas and Pastor Teresa Robinson. Our ministry is located in the city of Melbourne, Florida, 250 North Babcock. I am your radio host today, Minister Andre Jordan. So happy and thankful for each of you that are tuning in every Friday at 6 p.m. We thank God for you, you, and you. We pray that the radio broadcast is being a blessing to you. And we just thank God for the opportunity to share of His goodness and to share from the Word. What a mighty God we serve. And so, Father, today we pray that you would give us ears to hear, eyes to see. Father, that we would take seriously the charge of God to be the little G, little Christ in the earth, fulfilling the mandate and the mission, kingdom assignment. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for your strength, for your peace, and for your willingness to obey you, Father. Today, bless this teaching. We pray for the help of the Holy Spirit, that your kingdom would come, that your will would be done in our lives every day, in the name of Jesus. So today we're going to share from the thought on duty. And truly, as I was just praying the prayer, we want to be available to God, and we want to be obedient to God, and we want to be on duty for God. The Lord just dropped that thought in my spirit, on duty. It's time for the body of Christ to be on duty, to punch in and be on the clock. We've got to get on the clock. We've got to sign in, clock in, and be on duty for God. And as I say that, we've got to look at our lives and see and examine ourselves and have a heart to heart with God and say, am I clocked in? Am I on duty? Am I available for God? Am I about my Father's business? Am I pursuing the things of God? We've got to have an honest evaluation. And so today I want to take a little bit of a look at two passages. One passage is to look at the life of Jonah. And then one passage, of course, is to reflect at looking at the life of Jonah at the life of Christ. Always, we're not willing to punch in. If we're honest, always, we're not willing to clock in. Sometimes we make excuses. Sometimes we're seeing in our natural eyes, but we're not seeing with spiritual eyes. And that's why when we draw near to the Lord and when we're filled with His Holy Spirit, He changes us on the inside so that we're not led by our human eyesight, or we're not led by our human perspectives, and we're not led by our human opinions, but we're led by the Spirit of God. And Jesus was always led by the Spirit of God. Jesus always deferred to the Holy Spirit. Jesus didn't think of Himself, "I know, I got it, I got it." And sometimes we suffer with the "I got it." We suffer with our opinions. We suffer with our perspectives. But today the Lord is reminding each and every one of us under the sound of my voice to get on duty for God, to be on duty for God. You think about things that are open 24/7. Sometimes there's certain restaurants open 24/7, gas stations open 24/7, always open, always on duty, somebody always working around the clock. And God wants us to be available to Him around the clock. Yes, God knows we need to sleep and we need to rest, but He wants us to be available. He doesn't want us to have our clock out sign on. He doesn't want us to be like a Lyft or an Uber driver where the sign is not lit up, they're off clock. Or a taxi driver, when the sign is not lit up, they're not on duty, they're not available. God needs us to be available. And so we're being challenged today to look at ourselves and have an honest heart to heart with the Lord and to acknowledge, "God, I'm not always available. God, I'm not always obedient. God, I'm not always submitted to Your will. God, sometimes my feelings cause me to rise up in what I think is best. Sometimes I allow it." And so God is saying we all need to repent. We've all done it. And God needs us to acknowledge it and to repent. And He needs us to change, to turn in the direction of the Holy Spirit, to turn in the direction that God is saying to turn in, to go in the way that God is instructing us. And I want to read some passages out of the book of Jonah. It starts with Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, instructions, arise, get up, and go to the great city Nineveh, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come before me." God said, "I need you to get up and go." And you know what? For all of us, God needs us all right now. Still, get up and go. Get up and go. Jonah was minding his own business. You and I may be minding our own business, doing our own thing, enjoying life, living life, having a good time. Yes, we're going to church. We're faithful there. Yes, we're tithing. We're faithful there. But are we getting up and going where the Lord instructs? Are we getting up and going where the Lord assigns? Are we submitted to the Father? Because listen, if we're honest, we can do church our own way. We can do church with our own feelings. We can do church how we want to do. But are we surrendered, submitted, obedient to the Father? Are we available? Are we clocked in? Are we punched in? Are we listening for His still small voice? Or do we make all the decisions for ourselves, for our lives? Are we unsurrendered to the Holy Spirit? God wants us to be on duty, available, clocked in for Him, for His mission, for His assignment, for His purposes, for His kingdom will in the earth to be done. We're praying, "Thy kingdom come, let Thy will be done." How will it be executed? How will it be implemented? It will be implemented to those of us that are vessels available for the Master's use. It says, "Many are called, but few are chosen," because few will position themselves at His feet with an ear to His voice, with an ear to hear, with yieldedness and submittedness to Him. So He's like, "Many I have called, but few are chosen. Few will hearken. Few will follow through." So we're talking about today being on duty for God, being available to God. And we're looking at Jonah chapter 1. And I've read verse 1.
God's instructions to Jonah. I'm reading again, arise, get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and cry against it. Announce my judgment against it, because I've seen their wickedness has come up before me. So God said, I need a man. I need a woman that'll get up and go for me. I need a man. I need a woman that are punched in and on the clock and are awaiting my instructions. It says in verse 3, but Jonah, there's a but, so you know already it's going opposite of what the Lord wants. But Jonah rose up to flee. The Lord's instruction said, get up and go. Get up and go for me. God is looking, where can I find a man that will go for me? Where can I find a man that will do all of my will? The Lord is looking for such a one that will do what God says, when God says it, how God says it, exactly what God wants done. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. We got to ask ourselves, am I still in the presence of the Lord? Am I waiting in his presence for his instructions? Or have I flown like Jonah from the presence of the Lord? Have I flown and taken flight where I'm not doing what God wants, where I'm not yielding and submitted to what God wants, but I'm doing my own thing? I'm not seeking his presence. I'm not sitting in his presence. I'm not pursuing his presence. Outside of the presence of God, we're opposite what God desires. God desires us to draw nigh unto him, draw near unto him. He says, come near unto me. He wants to speak to us. He wants to lead us. He wants to guide us. He says, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you, and we will get and hear the right sound from heaven. We'll hear kingdom instructions. We'll hear kingdom mandates. We'll be led by the Spirit of God. He will lead and guide us into all truth. He will lead and guide us in the ways of God. So Jonah rose up, but he rose to flee to Tarshish, far away from the presence of the Lord, and also far away from Nineveh, in the opposite direction of the Lord's instructions and leading. And Jonah went down to Joppa, and Jonah found a ship that was headed to Tarshish. So Jonah paid the fare that they asked, and then he went down into the ship to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So we need to be careful that we examine our hearts, we examine our decisions, we examine and allow the Lord to search our soulish realm and see, are we compliant with the will of God? Are we in agreement and alignment with the will of God? Are we in agreement and alignment with what God has instructed us to do? Do we find ourselves doing, being a doer of the word? Are we comfortable, complacent to just read the word, but do not do anything the Lord tells us to do? Are we comfortable sitting in our pews or wherever we're seated, but not doing anything the Lord tells us to do? We have to examine ourselves today to see, am I in the faith or am I in religion? Religion doesn't mind that you come to the physical church building, that you come to the physical house of God. Religion doesn't mind if you take a seat on the pew, but you don't obey God, but you don't do what he tells you to do. Religion doesn't mind. Religion says, be comfortable. Sit down. It don't take all of that. But God requires us in this day and in this hour to obey his voice completely, to obey his voice fully, to submit and surrender ourselves to the obedience of Christ. We learned obedience from Christ's example, and we're called to follow after Christ. We're called to follow in his footsteps. So here, Jonah went as far as he could from the Father's presence. Jesus demonstrated to us a life and what a life looks like filled with the Spirit, what a life looks like obedient to the Father unto death as Jesus was. That's what a life looks like that is obedient to the Father. That's what a life looks like that is on duty, that never clocks out, but is sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit, sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. So we're back, Jonah chapter 1, looking at Jonah, verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Imagine being aboard a ship, and the wind is so great, the tempest or the storm is so great, that it's as if you're on the ship thinking this ship is about to break up into pieces. This ship is about to be destroyed. And so the powerful wind over the sea caused a violent storm that threatened to break the ship apart. And the mates, the men, the captain and those that were on the boat, they were so afraid, it says, then the mariners were so afraid and they cried. Everybody cried to his God. They feared for their lives. The desperate sailors shouted to their gods for help, and they threw the cargo over to lighten the ship. And in the midst of that, here is Jonah deep down into the sides of the ship, and he's fast asleep. When we leave the presence of God, we lose our sensitivity. We're not sensitive to him. Chaos can be happening. Look at our world today. It's chaotic. Look at our world today. There's so much trouble. Look at our world, but here it is. Do we have the sensitivity of the Spirit? Do we have sensitivity to the Spirit? Are our hearts pricked? Are our hearts filled with the compassion of Christ? Do we see out of spiritual eyes that see from God's perspective? Do we see with the sight of the Spirit? Do we hear with the ears to hear of the Holy Spirit? We need to constantly pray, God, give me spiritual eyes to see beyond what the natural shows. Give me spiritual ears to hear beyond the rhetoric of the news channels, but that we be in tune from the third heavens to hear God's heart, to hear what God is concerned about. And we follow and we do and we obey his instruction, his leading, his guidance. We're led by the Spirit of God because we are the sons of God. And so Jonah is fast asleep and all of this calamity is going on. And as believers, we should have the insight of God. We should have the insight from the Holy Spirit. We should never be taken unawares, but we should have Holy Spirit downloads, Holy Spirit strategies, technologies, and insight and wisdom of the Spirit of God. And so Jonah is fast asleep. His ears are dull of hearing. He's flown away from the presence of God. He's decided, I'll do it my way. I'm not going to Nineveh, but I'll do things how I want to do them. He's decided to make himself equal with God, and he didn't submit himself to the will of God, and he didn't submit himself to the word and the call of God on his life and the instructions, even as a prophet of God. And so Jonah is fast asleep, and the shipmaster comes to him, or the captain of the sailors comes to him, and he says to him, wake up. Get up and pray to your God. What do you mean by sleeping here? Arise, call on your God. It might happen because all of the sailors, all of the men aboard were crying out to whatever God they believed in. These people probably from other countries like Jonah, where you just hopped on a ship. It might not have been the city that you were born in, and you found your way, because you know it's like that when it's like sailors, they're from all different places and ports. And he said, cry out to your God, because it might be that your God will hear us. And because of your God hearing us, we won't perish, because the tempest had risen up. The waves of the sea were tumultuous, and their lives were in the balance of being lost. And this is how the world is today. If we're honest, the world is lost. And what about the body of Christ? Will we cry unto our God? Will we pray and intercede and petition the Lord that he would have mercy and ask God? Will we do what God tells us when he gives us instructions to go and proclaim his judgment, to go and cry out that people's heart would be pierced and that they would repent, that people's hearts would become soft towards God and they would repent of their sins. They would repent of their rebellion. They would repent of their weakness. But could it be that we are being silent, that the body of Christ is being silent that we're not proclaiming what the Lord tells us to proclaim? Could it be that we've already decided for God that God will do this, that God is like this? I'm not going to do what he says because God does this. Could it be that we are being very disrespectful when it comes to the Lord? Could it be that we're not acting and treating him like the sovereign God that he is, that we're not treating him like Lord God Almighty, that we're acting like we know as much as God does? The world needs us to cry out. The world is a picture of our Nineveh with their backslidden hearts turned away from the Lord, needing to hear a sent one that will carry the good news of the gospel, that would carry the news and the plan of redemption to a lost and dying world. Could it be that we are asleep and we need to arise, O sleeper, and clock back in, punch back in, get on duty again, become available again, become submitted and surrendered and godly sorrowful again, repent of our rebellion, repent of our wickedness? Yes, the body of Christ, those ones that are called by his name to fulfill his commission in the earth, to fulfill his mandate in the earth. God is calling us back to himself, calling us to draw near to him, calling us back to his presence, calling us back to prayer, calling us back to fasting, calling us back to prayer, praise, and worship, calling us back to submission and surrender, calling us back to humility, calling us back to dependence. And I praise the Lord today because whom he loves, he chastens us. He chastens us because he loves us. Out of his love, he brings correction. Out of his love, he brings rebuke and chastisement, that we would humble ourselves and repent and acknowledge you alone are God, that we would come back in right alignment, in a spirit of humility, in a spirit of dependence, in a spirit of childlikeness to him. So the shipmaster, the captain of the ship, woke Jonah up and commanded that he would arise and commanded him to begin to pray and to intercede. And they said, everyone to his fellow, come, let us cast lots. The crew began to throw lots to see which one of them had brought this on, this destruction, which one of them had offended the gods and caused the terrible storm. And when they did this, this old system that they use to try and get answers, because the Holy Spirit was not as the Holy Spirit has come when Jesus went away and the Father sent the Holy Spirit. So the Lord permitted these systems for them to seek answers spiritually. So they did and cast the lots to find out who is the culprit. And the lot fell and identified Jonah as the culprit, Jonah as the cause that the evil had fallen upon them, that they were all about to lose their lives because of Jonah's sin. And so sometimes in our state of rebellion, in our state of running from God, it's not just us that suffers, but we cause others to suffer. We cause problems for others. We think the scripture is filled of many that were destroyed because of the sin of one. We think about Achan. We think about many that rebelled and it caused thousands to be slain. When David numbered the people and God told him not to, it's not just us. It's bigger than me. I declare it's bigger than you. It's about God. It's about the big God we serve. It's about the will of God. It's not about me, but it's about God. And it's about me becoming obedient to the voice of the Lord, becoming obedient to the call of God for my life, becoming obedient to what God requires me to do, becoming submitted to his will, to his way, fully submitted. And so as they cast these lots, and the lot said, Jonah's the culprit. Jonah is the reason. His rebellion, his wickedness, his sin has us all about to perish. And they said to him, tell us, who are you? What causes this evil fallen upon us? What is your occupation? Where did you come from? What's your country? What's your people? Why did this awful storm come down on us? What is your line of work? What is your nationality? And Jonah had to confess and admit, I'm a Hebrew. I worship and I fear the one true and living God of heaven who made the sea, who made the land. And he said to them, the men were exceeding, it says, afraid. They were fearful. They said, why did you do this? Why did you run from the Lord? Why did you disobey God? They were terrified when they heard Jonah's story. When Jonah admitted, I'm running away from the Lord. Where can we run from the Lord? There is nowhere that we can run from the Lord. There is no place that we can run from our God. But God is omnipotent, all powerful. God is omniscient everywhere, all knowing. God is omnipresent everywhere. We cannot hide from him. We cannot run from him. He knows if we're disengaged from him. He knows if we're unfaithful to him. He knows if our hearts have grown cold. He knows if our hearts are lukewarm. The Lord is coming today, admonishing us. Clock in. Return to me. Get back on duty for me. Get back in alignment with me. Get back in obedience to me, to my word, to my will. Come back to me. Repent. If we're backsliding, slidden, if we're backslidden, God says, come to me. Come and be open. Come and acknowledge. Come and be honest before him. Come and admit our fallings, our shortcomings. Come and admit that we're falling, and he will lift us up and he will restore us, even as he did in the passage with Jonah. And so the men said, what shall we do to you, Jonah, that the sea will be calm unto us, that everybody don't have to lose their life because of Jonah's disobedience? For the sea was rough and the sea was tempestuous. It was a terrible storm. And Jonah says, take me up and throw me into the sea. It's my fault. If you do this, he said, the sea will be calm again. He says, I know that because of my sake, because of what I did, because of my disobedience to the Lord, that's why this terrible storm is here. That's why this terrible storm has come upon you. And so the men tried hard to row. They tried. I don't want to throw them over, but they could not bring the sea or make it calm or bring the ship to be where it would be not thrown and tossed by the waves. And so they cried unto the Lord and they said, we beseech you, O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life. Don't lay upon innocent blood what this man has done. So they took Jonah up and they cast him forth into the sea, and the sea stopped her raging, and the sea stopped at once, and the sea was calm. And so the Lord prepared, it says, a great fish to swallow Jonah. And so we see that when we clock in and get on duty and obey God, God will calm the sea of life that we're seeing in the world today. I want to challenge you today to repent and come back to the Lord full force in your heart and full submission. I pray that the broadcast has been a blessing to you and that you will obey God in every area of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today, and if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218. Or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne.